From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Millions of people around the world are being forced into sex and hard labor. The Florida legislature created a 15-member panel last spring to combat human trafficking. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Gina Jordan tells us the panel held its first meeting Monday in Tallahassee.
Attorney General Pam Bondi chairs the Statewide Council on Human Trafficking. She says while many victims are brought to Florida from other countries, most of them are from the U.S.
A lot of the kids are runaways. A lot of the kids have been bumped from foster home to foster home. A lot of the kids have aged out of foster care and have nowhere to go. They end up in strip clubs. They're immediately addicted to drugs to keep them captive.
Department of Children and Families Secretary Mike Carroll says adults are also targeted.
This is a crime that can impact anybody at any time. And it's not just commercial sex trafficking. That's what gets a lot of the headlines, but it also speaks to forced labor and all the things that that entails.
The statewide council will meet over the next 2 years. Members will come up with recommendations for prosecuting traffickers and providing services for the victims. The National Human Trafficking Resource Center estimates 27 million people are enslaved worldwide, and Florida ranks third behind New York and California for the number of human trafficking cases in the U.S. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
A coalition suing to change Florida's congressional districts is asking a judge to reject a newly proposed map. The Florida legislature last week passed a new district map that alters 7 of 27 congressional districts. Lawmakers adopted the new map after Judge Terry Lewis ruled the current congressional map was drawn to benefit Republicans. The League of Women Voters of Florida and other groups on Monday filed court papers maintaining the new map is brazenly partisan and was adopted in a partisan process. They want Lewis to impose his own map. He will hear arguments on the new map starting tomorrow. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.